Second Samuel chapter 11. And it came to pass, after the year was expired, at the time when kings go forth to do battle, that David sent Joab and his servants with him in all Israel, and they destroyed the children of Ammon and besieged Rabbah. But David stayed still at Jerusalem, and it came to pass in an evening tide that David rose from off his bed and walked upon the roof of the king's house, and from the roof he saw a woman washing herself. A woman was very beautiful to look upon. And David sent and inquired after the woman, and one said, "Is not this Bathsheba, the daughter of Eliam, the wife of Uriah the Hittite?" And David sent messengers and took her, and she came in to him, and he lay with her, because she had been purified from her uncleanness, and she returned to her house. And the woman conceived, and sent and told David, and said, "I am with child." And David sent to Joab, saying, "Send me Uriah the Hittite." And Joab sent Uriah to David. And when Uriah was come to him, David demanded of him how Joab did, and how the people did, and how the war prospered. And David said to Uriah, "Go down to your house and wash your feet." And Uriah departed out of the king's house, and there followed him a mess of food from the king. But Uriah slept at the door of the king's house with all the servants of his master, and did not go down to his house. And when they had told David, saying, "Uriah did not go down to his house," David said to Uriah, "Did you not come from your journey? Why then did you not go down to your house?" And Uriah said to David, "The ark and Israel and Yehuda abide in tents, and my master Joab and the servants of my master are encamped in the open fields. Shall I then go to my house to eat and drink and to lie with my wife? As you live and as your soul lives, I will not do this thing." And David said to Uriah, "Stay here today also, and tomorrow I will let you depart." And so Uriah stayed in Jerusalem that day and on the next day. And when David had called him, he did eat and drink before him, and he made him drunk. And at evening he went out to lie on his bed with the servants of his master, and did not go down to his house. And it came to pass in the morning that David wrote a letter to Joab, and sent it by the hand of Uriah. And he wrote in the letter, saying, "Set Uriah in the forefront of the hottest battle, and retire you from him, so that he may be killed and die." And it came to pass, when Joab observed the city, that he assigned Uriah to a place where he knew that valiant men were. And the men of the city went out and fought with Joab, and there fell some of the people of the servants of David, and Uriah the Hittite died as well. And then Joab sent and told David all the things concerning the war, and charged the messenger, saying, "When you've made an end of telling the matters of the war to the king, and if so be that the king's wrath arise, and he says to you, 'For what reason do you approach so near to the city when you did fight? Did you not know that they would shoot from the wall? Who smote Abimelech, the son of Yerubasheth? Did not a woman cast a piece of millstone upon him from the wall, so that he died in Thebez? Why did you go near the wall? Then, you say, your servant Uriah the Hittite is dead as well.'" And so the messenger went and came and showed David all that Joab had sent him for. And the messenger said to David, "Surely the men prevailed against us and came out to us in the field, and we were upon them into the entering of the gate. And the shooters shot from off the wall upon your servants, and some of the king's servants are dead, and your servant Uriah the Hittite is dead as well." And then David said to the messengers, "Thus shall you say to Joab, 'Let not this thing displease you, because the sword devours one as well as another. Make your battle more strong against the city, and overthrow it, and encourage you him.'" And when the wife of Uriah heard that Uriah, her husband, was dead, she mourned for her husband. And when the mourning was past, David sent and fetched her to his house, and she became his wife, and bore him a son. But the thing that David had done displeased Yahweh. End of chapter.